From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Earlier today, a federal judge in Florida refused to order hospice officials to reconnect Terry Schiavo's feeding tube. Schiavo is the 41-year-old Florida woman who's been in a persistent vegetative state for more than 15 years. Soon after the judge denied the request, lawyers for Schiavo's parents took the next step, filing a notice of appeal in the U.S. 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. From Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, Charles Edwards reports.
Lawyers for Schiavo's parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, filed the notice electronically soon after 9 this morning. They want the circuit court to step in and approve a temporary injunction that would place the feeding tube back in Schiavo. They say it's a matter of life and death. Terry's legal guardian, her husband Michael, disagrees. His lawyers filed a notice of affidavit and preliminary request this afternoon. Mr. Schiavo argues that the court has enough time to make a decision on the case before Terry would undergo any physical damage or dehydration. According to a court document, Schiavo's doctor says she can remain in her current state until Thursday before anything would happen to her body. Mr. Schiavo also argues that reinstating the feeding tube would do more harm than good and is against her expressed wishes. As the 11th U.S. Circuit Court decides whether or not to hear the case, about 10 demonstrators from Washington, D.C. lined up in front of the court in support of Schiavo's parents. They held Bibles and wore red tape over their mouths with the words life written in black ink. 38-year-old mother Kelsey Bolander is with a group called Cause USA.
Well, of course, I'd like to see a just judge come forth and rule morally and justly on behalf of life. But I would say that if that doesn't happen, I believe that the blood of life is on the judicial system of America.
It's unclear whether the federal court in Atlanta will take the case. The clerk's office says it has received the full appeal from the lawyers for Schiavo's parents. Schiavo's husband has yet to file a response. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.